do you think of Henry Sibley?
I think Henry Sibley was the most greedy person in the world. He was out for himself. He was a land-hungry person who wanted to exploit the Indian people in order to gain riches for himself, along with Alexander Ramsay. And the money that they stole ended up in banks out east. Thousands and thousands of dollars they had in bank accounts. On the salary that they made, couldn't be possible on that salary. Where did that money come from? It had to come from the Indians, the graft that went on back then. That's coming out in a documentary by Sheldon Wolfchild. He's making a documentary now. It'll be finished in August. That's something that should be viewed by everyone involved in this. And there's a lot of truth in it.
What are your thoughts about Alexander Ramsay?
The same thing. He was a land-hungry grafter. He knew what was going on. He knew what was going to happen. He was no dummy. He knew that signing this treaty in 1851 to gain land, all the whole southern half of Minnesota was ceded to the federal government, except for the strip of land along the Minnesota River, the Lower Sioux and the Upper Sioux Reservation. He knew that was going to happen. Whether or not he knew there was going to be this massacre, he might have known it, but he might not have. To him, it was probably thought later on, well, that's this new phrase that came out, collateral damage, along with Afghanistan when they bombed, whatever, bombed the civilian, they called it collateral damage. Yes, I think that they were not very honest people.